إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد عبده ورسوله. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأزواجه الطاهرات ومن تبعهم وعلى من تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، فيا إخوتي وأخواتي الكرام، اتقوا الله حق تقاته، اتقوا الله سبحانه وتعالى في السر وعلانية. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, I remind you and myself to have the taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and to remember the day that we will stand in front of Him. يَوْمَ لَا يَنْفَعُ مَالًا مَالٌ وَلَا بَنُونَ إِلَّا مَنْ أَتَى اللَّهَ بِقَلْبٍ سَلِيمٍ. The day that no wealth nor children will benefit one, except one who comes to Allah with a sound heart. Brothers and sisters in Islam, from the careful fear of a Muslim is falling into the fitna. From the habit of the Muslim is to be wary and cautious and afraid to fall into the fitnas, the tribulations in the religion, and to beware of the causes that lead one into the fitna, and to be wary of the pathways that lead one into falling into the fitna, the tribulation of religion, the tribulations. And what leads them to this is their complete yaqeen, their complete faith in what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned to them about the fitan, and what the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has warned about. Respected brothers and sisters in Islam, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the Quran al-Kareem, they give us the guidance to avoid falling into the fitna, and what to do if the fitna happens in order to avoid its harm, and how to react to the fitna when it exists amongst us. From the verses that speak about the coming of the fitan and warning against falling into them, and explaining how they encompass everything in general, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, وَاتَّقُوا فِتْنَةً لَا تُصِيبَنَّ الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا مِنْكُمْ خَاصَّةً وَاعْلَمُوا أَنَّ اللَّهَ شَدِيدُ الْعِقَابِ. وَاتَّقُوا فِتْنَةً لَا تُصِيبَنَّ الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا مِنْكُمْ خَاصَّةً. Beware, be fearful, be away from the fitna that does not afflict only those who have done wrong in particular. And know that Allah is strong in punishment. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, سَتَكُونُ فِتَنٌ الْقَاعِدُ فِيهَا خَيْرٌ مِنَ الْقَائِمِ. There will be a fitna where the one sitting will be better than the one standing. And the one standing will be better than the one walking. And the one walking will be better than the one running or racing. The one that is running will be better than the one who is racing or walking fast. And then the Prophet ﷺ, he said, whoever exposes himself, whoever does not turn away from this fitna, the fitna will destroy him. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, the Prophet ﷺ, he mentioned in another hadith explaining, whoever finds a refuge from these fitan, then let him seek refuge. Let him seek refuge from it. This hadith was narrated by Bukhari and Muslim. And the Prophet ﷺ, he said, بادروا بالأعمال فتنا كقطع الليل المظلمة. Hasten to do the good in order to, before a fitna comes that is like a dark night. يمسي الرجل مؤمنا ويصبح كافرا. He will come, a man will come into the evening as a believer, but in the morning he will be a kafir. وَيُصْبِحُ مُؤْمِنًا وَيُمْسِي كَافِرًا. And he will come into the morning a believer, but he will come into the evening as a disbeliever. يُبِيعُ دِينَهُ بِعَرَضٍ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا. He will sell his religion for a small worldly gain. Narrated by Imam Muslim. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, there is no doubt that knowing the reality of fitna and its causes is the beginning, is the shield, or is the way to defend oneself against it. Knowing what fitna is, by understanding the reality of fitna, this is the means to repel it and repel its danger from oneself and to protect oneself from its fire. The fitna, Ibn Qayyim rahimahullah, he said, fitna is of two types. Fitna is of two types. The first is shubuhat, doubtful matters in the religion. And the second is shahawat, desires. Shubuhat wa shahawat, desires, doubtful matters and desires. These are the two types of fitna. Sometimes they both combine in a person, the doubtful matters and the desires. Sometimes one or the other is found in a person. Fitna of doubtful things, the doubtful matters. This type of fitna is caused by lack of insight and lack of discernment and lack of knowledge. Lack of discernment and lack of knowledge leads to the fitna of doubtful matters. And sometimes added to this is the whims and desires. When these whims and desires are added to a thing, added to the fitna, it makes it worse. When a person, they have the fitna, the shubuhat, the doubts about the religion, and then added to this, they have the whims and desires, then this results in a greater fitna, as Ibn Qayyim he says. So what should one say about the misguidance of a person who has a corrupt intention and then his desires, he follows his desires instead of the guidance of Allah. He follows his hawa instead of the huda. What kind of misguidance is this person in? This person who has lack of knowledge and lack of understanding and discernment, then certainly they will have a great misguidance. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, إِنْ يَتَّبِعُونَ إِلَّا الظَّنَّ وَمَا تَهْوَى الْأَنْفُسِ إِنْ يَتَّبِعُونَ إِلَّا الظَّنَّ وَمَا تَحْوُ الْأَنْفُسِ. They are only following the whims, the run, the conjecture, and whatever their desires incline them towards. This type of fitna, servants of Allah, the result of this type of fitna, the fitna of doubtful matters, and following the desires in addition to it, it results in kufr or nifaq. It causes or leads one to become in a state of kufr or hypocrisy, nifaq. This is the fitna of the munafiqeen and the people of bid'ah. The fitna of the munafiqeen begins when they lack the knowledge of the religion and they lack the insight in the matters of the deen. The only way out of this fitna of the doubtful matters is by a person abandoning all their opinions and following the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in all affairs, the big matters of the religion and the minor matters of the religion, the outward matters of religion and the inward things, the aqidah, the beliefs, and the sharia, completely and wholly submitting to all the things taught by the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So this person, he accepts and he has iman. A person who wishes to avoid this fitna, he has iman in every matter the Messenger taught about, from the most minor of the matters in the sharia or the major of the matters of sharia. He has complete submission and acceptance to the beliefs and aqidah of Islam in all of its affairs. Then this person, he will save himself from this fitna. He must believe in all of the sifat of Allah, all of the actions of Allah, all the descriptions of Allah. He must have yaqeen in them, complete iman, complete faith in them. He must fulfill all the actions of worship, from the salah with proper wudu on time. He must do his zakat and give it to the proper categories. He must fulfill the fasting properly and perform hajj if he is able. He must submit to all of these the rules of Islam. This person cannot make the Messenger of Allah in some parts of the religion and abandon him in other parts of the religion. A person must give the Messenger of Allah his right in all matters, in all affairs, in all types of actions and belief, in speech and action. This is what is required to avoid this type of fitna. So a person, they do not take only some of what the Messenger came with and leave others. They should only take from the Messenger of Allah and not take from any other sources. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, as for the second type, the doubtful matters, and then the second type is the desires. The fitna of the desires, the fitna of the shahwa. Then in this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He mentions it in the Quran. He says, كَالَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ كَانُوا أَشَدَّ مِنْكُمْ قُوَّةً وَأَكْثَرُ أَمْوَالًا. Like those before you who had more power and more wealth, وَأَوْلَادًا, and children. فَاسْتَمْتَعُوا بِخَلَاقِهِمْ فَاسْتَمْتَعْتُمْ بِخَلَاقِكُمْ. So they enjoyed their portion of the dunya. They became enamored with their dunya and the desires of the dunya, just like you will become desired or enamored with the dunya. وَخُدْتُمْ كَالَّذِينَ خَاضُوا. And then they followed their whims like the people who followed their whims. You followed their whims like they followed their whims, as the Quran is addressing those people who went astray like the people before them through the two types of fitna. First is the shahwat, the desires, They took their portion of the dunya and they became enamored with it. And number two, they followed their whims and desires, their inclinations and their likes and lusts. And so they went astray in that way as well. Beloved brothers, sisters in Islam, the ulama mentioned that the basis of every fitna is putting one's whims and desires ahead of the Sharia. When one puts one's desire, one's inclination ahead of the law of Allah, then this is the basis of the fitna of desires. And putting one's hawa ahead of the knowledge, putting one's desires ahead of the knowledge of the Sharia, the teachings of the Sharia, putting one's opinion ahead of the Sharia is the basis of the fitna of doubtful matters. When one's opinion is given precedence to the revelation, Allah has revealed matters of the religion, and one puts one's opinion ahead of the religion, then this opens the door to doubt about the religion. Putting one's opinion ahead of what has been revealed by Allah, this leads to doubts about the religion, one of the other types of the fitna. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, how does one avoid these fitna, or how does one save oneself from these fitna? Allah has described us in the Quran the way to avoid these fitna. He says that He will make the people leaders of the earth, those who have sabr, patience, and those who have yaqeen, full, complete trust and belief in what Allah has revealed. The sabr, the patience, is against the desires, the fitna of the desires. And the yaqeen is the against the fitna of the doubtful matters. Have confidence, have faith, have iman in the matters of religion, and don't put thinking and philosophy ahead of the revelation, then this will save one from the fitna of doubtful matters. And having patience, having taqwa, will save one from the fitna of the desires of the nafs. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, وَجَعَلْنَا مِنْهُمْ أَئِمَّةً يَهْدُونَ بِأَمْرِنَا لَمَّا صَبَرُوا وَكَانُوا بِآيَاتِنَا يُوقِنُونَ وَجَعَلْنَا مِنْهُمْ أَئِمَّةً. We made from them imams, leaders, when they, لَمَّا صَبَرُوا, when they had patience, وَكَانُوا بِآيَاتِنَا يُوقِنُونَ, and they had full iman and yaqeen in our signs. So what are the two qualities of those whom Allah has made leaders on the earth? He describes them, the ones He made imams on the earth. The conditions are, لَمَّا صَبَرُوا, they had patience when their nafs desired things. They had patience. وَكَانُوا بِآيَاتِنَا يُوقِنُونَ, and they had full faith and belief in our signs. These are the two criteria for being leaders of the earth. So beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, have the taqwa of Allah. Have the taqwa of Allah and beware of the fitna of the desires. And beware of the fitna of the doubtful matters. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, beware of the fitna of the desires and the whims and inclinations. And beware of the fitna of the doubtful matters, the doubtful things. أقول هذا القول استغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين سيدنا محمد وآله وصحبه وسلم. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, going against the command of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, going against his way, his teaching, his minhaj, his methodology, his sharia, going against any of these things is the greatest cause of fitna. Going against the way of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in big things and small, in inward beliefs and outward actions, is the greatest cause of fitna, is the greatest cause of tribulation. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, فَلْيَحْذَرِ الَّذِينَ يُخَالِفُونَ عَنْ أَمْرِهِ أَنْ تُصِيبَهُمْ فِتْنَةٌ أَوْ يُصِيبُهُمْ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ. Beware, let them beware, those who go away from the path of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that a fitna might befall them or a great punishment might come to them. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, this ayah, it tells us that those who yukhalifuna an amri, those who go away from the command of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then let them beware of a fitna coming to them. And the mufassirin say that fitna could be kufr or nifaq, hypocrisy will befall them, or disbelief, or bid'ah, or innovations will come about amongst them, or a great, great punishment, such as killing, or torturing, or going to prison. In the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the Sahihain, the beloved Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he described how he is trying to call us away from the fitnah, but the people overwhelm him and go towards the fitnah in spite of his commands. A hadith that explains that those who go away from the commandments of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam in all affairs, they are only leading themselves to destruction. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, "My example and your example is like a man who lit a fire, and when the fire spread around him, the moths and animals flew into the fire. And I tried to stop them." The man tries to stop them from going into the fire, but they overwhelm him and they go into the fire and destroy themselves. So he said, "My example is like that to you. I am trying to stop. I'm trying to prevent the people from going to the fire. I'm holding you by your belts, by your waistcloths, but some of you overwhelm me and go into the fire." Some of us go against the command of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, even though he's trying to hold us back by our waist belts to save us from going to the fire. He says, فَتَغْلِبُونَنِي وَتَقْتَحِمُونَ فِيهَا. You overwhelm me and you throw yourselves into it. So be conscious of Allah, servants of Allah. Have the taqwa of Allah. Have the taqwa of Allah. Obey Allah. Obey His commandments in secret and open. And have complete iman and yaqeen in everything that the religion of Islam has taught. And beware, beware of going against the commandment of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Beware of going against the Messenger, the commandment of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because the outcome of that will be fitna in the dunya and a great punishment in the akhirah. And remember, remember always, from the greatest actions is sending peace and blessings upon the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah, He says in His book, His noble book, إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَمَلَائِكَتَهُ يُصَلُّونَ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا صَلُّوا عَلَيْهِ وَسَلِّمُوا تَسْلِيمًا. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك وأنعم على سيدنا وحبيبنا وقرة أعيننا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين وعن الخلفاء الراشدين أبي بكر وعمر وعثمان وعلي ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. اللهم أرنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه وأرنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه. اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين. اللهم أذل الشرك والمشركين. اللهم نعوذ بك من مضلات الفتن. اللهم نعوذ بك من مضلات الفتن ما ظهر منها وما بطن. اللهم قنا من شرور الفتن ما ظهر منها وما بطن. اللهم تب علينا. اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. اللهم اشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وآله وصحبه وسلم. عباد الله اذكروا الله ذكرا كثيرا وسبحوه بكرة وأصيلا. إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين. عباد الله أقيموا الصلاة.
الله أكبر الله أكبر. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله. أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله. حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح. قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة. الله أكبر الله أكبر. لا إله إلا الله.
رسول الله استوى تدير يا حمد وينكم الله استوى.
الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا نشرح لك صدرك ووضعنا عنك وزرك الذي أنقض ظهرك ورفعنا لك ذكرك فإن مع العسر يسرا إن مع العسر يسرا فإذا فرغت فانصب وإلى ربك فارغب. الله سمع الله لمن حمده.
سبحان
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.